The 2016 Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah announced the routes and stages of the 704-mile race earlier this week that will take place between August 1st and the 7th. Jen Anders is the executive director for the Larry H. Miller Tour of Utah. She says this is the third year the race has started in southern Utah, but it's the first time the race will begin in Zion National Park. They chose to host the race in Zion to celebrate the centennial of the National Park Service, despite the threat of the fragile ecosystem due to the increasing number of parkgoers each year. Last year alone, a record-breaking 3.6 million tourists visited the park.
We've been working very closely with the National Park Service to get their approval to grant us the access to ride through Zion National Park during stage one.
Hi, my name is Allie Balchus, and I am the Public Information Officer at Zion National Park. This is the first time the Tour of Utah will be coming through Zion, and it is just a one-time deal, kind of celebrating our centennial. Not so much a race, but a demonstration of biking. So they will not be racing through the park.
The riders won't actually start racing until we're outside of the East Gate. We really felt like it was an opportunity for us to partner with the National Park and showcase the centennial celebration by bringing cycling into the National Park and showcasing the great iconic Red Rocks of the South are really signature to the state.
The rest of the stages for the 2016 Tour of Utah, which is in its 12th year, include Escalante to Torrey, Richville to Payson, Lehigh to Kearns, Antelope Island State Park to Bountiful, Snow Basin Resort to Snowbird Resort, and then the race will end in Park City. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.